Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, E3 2019, and of course, I've been grabbing, all of my friends here locally. Not locally, but Miami, that I always bump into here at E3. And you want to present yourself and also mention your website, too.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, my name is Josue Ponce, and I'm the editor-in-chief for ninmobilenews.com. Mm-hmm. You can definitely check us out there or on Twitter, twitter.com/ninmobilenews. Get all your latest Nintendo news and pre-order availability there.
Yeah.
We greatly appreciate the support. And Danny, thank you for bringing me on here.
No problem. Awesome. Yeah, we met. Was it last year?
It was last
year. And we were actually playing Nintendo Switch during our flight back. We got to do that again. Yeah, I don't know how, where.
We'll make it happen somehow. Yeah.
So your thoughts about a Nintendo Direct?
Dude, it's
good.
I liked it. I mean, for the most part, I'm happy with what I saw. Like, Animal Crossing was the big thing for me. Like,
yeah,
I was like, if I don't see Animal Crossing.
That's your game.
That's my game. Like, that's I was game. Like, okay, they gave it to me. They gave me release date. It's not what I wanted, 2020, but they gave me release date.
I'm a little scared about 2020. Spring 2020 is kind of crazy. It's so
for
many.
For everything that's being announced?
Dude, there's so many games. Like, yeah. I can't even keep up. I don't know what to get. Because a lot of those games is pretty good so far.
Yeah.
You know, Animal Crossing. Avengers game,
yeah,
Cyberpunk,
so yeah, 27.
Finally Star Online 2, which is I'm a fan of that game. It's a lot now. Panzer Dragoon also, is it 2020?
I think so.
Because let me tell you, earlier you were saying to me, Danny, so what do you think about E3 overall? I feel like a kid again because all these old school games from over a decade ago, they're bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
I'm excited about that.
Dude.
I'm super excited about that.
Banjo coming to Smash? I mean, that's bringing it back.
See,
that's totally bringing it back.
So let me tell you about that. Okay. I've been seeing that for months.
Okay.
Because the relationship between Nintendo and Microsoft, I'm like, wait a minute, something is up, man. So originally I said, man, imagine on stage, one of the execs, maybe Bowser, go on stage during the Microsoft press conference and say, Nintendo Switch, you could play xCloud on the Switch or something. So that's what I thought at first.
Right.
I even mentioned it to a couple execs at Microsoft. They started laughing. I'm like,
yeah.
But I said minimum, either they'll bring Over the Blind Forest on the Switch because of the Cuphead
coming,
or any other maybe Rare Replay.
Mm-hmm.
But then I said, or even this Banjo-Kazooie for Smash DLC, and drop the mic, and it happened.
So when I was watching the Direct, I was like, okay, they announced one DLC character. I didn't think they were going to do two. They announced that, like, right there.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. It was kind of interesting how they made it seem, considering the trailer was very much sort of that Donkey Kong trailer that they showed last year for E3 when Ridley was... King K. Rool was shown. It was cool to see how they kind of, like, went through the whole thing of, like, fooling people again, assuming that, oh, no, we're not done. Like, here's, like, one more DLC character for Smash Brothers, and they bring Banjo. It was cool. It's cool to see that. Endless possibilities.
So that was your highlight of the besides Animal Crossing. Okay,
right.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing was my highlight. I mean, everything else was just like added onto, but like the cherry on top was, you know, they gave us a release date for Animal Crossing.
Yeah,
people are very excited for it. I have a community for Animal Crossing. If you want to go check it out, guys, it's AC Pocket News on Twitter. People are very happy. There's a lot of cool things that they're doing. Especially there's this local online multiplayer support.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, you can share a player with someone. You have four people. Play together on one screen. That's something that has never been done on an Animal Crossing game. And then you have up to 8 people that can play online with you, which is great.
That's cool.
People can also choose their skin tone colors, which is very new to the Animal Crossing franchise, considering that it was never really considered. So it's cool to see that Nintendo's even going to that route of like having inclusion in that sense too.
So why was the reason the game got delayed to 2020?
According to their Nintendo Direct, what they were saying is they just need more time to like polish it a little bit. And they're like, look, it's coming. Here's your release date. Here's what you wanted.
You're okay with that.
I'm okay with that. They showed me everything I needed to see. Yeah. That's it. Like, if they were not having this Direct without Animal Crossing, I'd have like...
Now, you know what was the game that I was like, wow, and I also predict that one too? The Witcher.
The Witcher.
On the Switch.
Did you not see the leaks though? Like, I don't know.
There was leaks,
yeah.
But people were like, no, it's impossible. How are they going to make a game like that from Xbox and PC and PlayStation. How are they going to make down those for the Switch? Like, it's impossible. They even Digital Foundry did a whole video. That's got the settings, PC settings, exactly like the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how are they going to pull this off? Like, it runs kind of crappy on a PC like this.
Oof. Who's porting it? Who's porting it? Do you know? Is it
don't button? Know. I heard it was CD Projekt Red themselves. I'm not sure if that's 100% confirmation, right. But that's what I heard.
Right.
But I want to sit down with them and ask them, like, how in the world you guys put it off? Because I know there's companies of really good porting games. What's the name they ported? Panic Button.
Did Doom. Rocket League.
Rocket League. So it's not them.
Right.
Because there was nowhere that says Panic Button or anything like that. So I'm just like amazed. Like, if they could pull something off like that,
mm-hmm.
maybe Cyberpunk, or maybe
who knows
for the Switch, right?
The demand now for the Switch is very high. Like, people are now like considering the Switch as a viable console. So it would be cool to see that inclusion too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And what other games that got your attention from the?
I mean, there was a lot of games that were just like, I mean, there were ones that I definitely wanted to see. So obviously, Animal Crossing is definitely up there. I did like the fact that, you know, we saw Luigi's Mansion. I was never really like into like Luigi's Mansion, but it looks very interesting. I think the sequels of Breath of the Wild is probably my highlight. Because that looked really good. I mean, not that they showed any gameplay or anything, but it's cool to know that it's in development, and then hopefully we'll get it late next year. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It looks pretty close to Breath of the Wild's engine, too.
So what's next, man? Like, what games are you looking forward to check out? Do you have a lot of appointments already with Nintendo? Are you already done with that?
No, those are coming now in the next coming days.
Okay, yeah, I'm going Thursday, actually. Thursday. Afternoon, I believe.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
are you excited for anything? Anything specific from Nintendo?
Honestly, again, mm-hmm. Luigi Mansion, of course, but I'm definitely, I don't know if they have Panzer Dragoon there. I'm not sure, no. But I definitely want to see if they have at least something of The Witcher.
Oof.
Because the game comes out September, I believe.
I think it was this year.
Yeah, it's September around there. So thank God it's not 2020.
Right. Like, no, that'd be crazy.
So I'm wondering, like, if they have it there. I'm also going to talk to some people from CD Projekt Red to see. Please, I want to do an interview. Like, I'm amazed. I'm like so so amazed that they pulled that off, you know. So that's one thing I want to play. I don't know what else. What else? I'm not a fan of Pokemon.
Pokemon's cool. Pokemon, like,
it looks cool.
Yeah.
I get it.
Right.
It's not for me.
No, I totally get that.
But I like the changes that they made.
Totally get that. Yeah. Are you a big Fire Emblem fan?
Yes.
Okay.
I definitely want to try it. Well, they showed Dragon Quest too. That's
they
another.
Did. Yeah.
Konami, the Contra Collection series. Yeah. I want to try that out. Your thoughts about Breath of the Wild sequel, dude?
That's crazy.
Amazing.
That's crazy. Amazing. I mean, that's kind of soon, but I was like, honestly, if they've been in development for a bit now, like 2 years,
I think it's been more than 2 years. I think right after the release of the last game, I remember that was in development for the Wii U,
right?
And then, so who knows? They've been probably working on this for the Switch,
or even maybe like mid DLC, like maybe the first DLC pack, and then are working on the brand new game, maybe like mid.
Maybe I can see that.
Right.
I can see that.
No, I'm intrigued. I like to see like what it is, what's up. Seeing Zelda there is cool. So hopefully she'll be a playable character. I have.
Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
So mention your website.
Yeah.
Oh, so social media people could follow you, man.
Again, thank you for the mini invite. So website.
This was super, super last minute.
No, but no problem. So website again is ninmobilenews.com.
Yeah.
Twitter, definitely follow us there for just like updates and stuff. Twitter.com/ninmobilenews. NIN mobile, MOBILE news, NEWS. And then if you're a big Animal Crossing fan, check us out at twitter.com/ACPocketNews. So
cool.
Thank you so much, Danny, for the invite.
No problem. I hope I see you at 305 back in Miami.
Of course. Yeah. Right. We're going to make it happen. Right.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.